been quite busy letting myself go. I decided to stop caring about my appearance when I realised that the reason that women weren't having sex with me was because of my personality. I'm quite out of shape at the moment. At the moment when I'm lying down and I get an erection, it sort of looks like a motorcyclist emerging over the brow of a hill. I don't think women mind. Women don't mind heavier guys. I think women look at me and think, he would go down on me like a parched spaniel. I have a theory. I have a theory that masturbation is a kind of summoning spell for your own rational mind. Because we're all so driven by hormones and by desire. Sometimes you've got to have a wank to speak to your real self. You go, oh, I should have shagged my ex one last time. I'll text her, I'll meet her, I'll shag her. And then you come and a little voice comes on in your head that goes, yeah, don't do that, mate. You've got to be careful with jokes, haven't you? Because not everybody's got a sense of humour. I can remember when I first realised not everybody's got a sense of humour. I was 13, I was at school and we were doing a class on stereotypes. The teacher was a really good guy. He's just talking about how stupid stereotypes are. And he was talking about a stereotype that day that's so old-fashioned and so Scottish that you definitely won't have heard it. Have you ever heard the stereotype that deaf people are really strong? That was a genuine thing when I was growing up. Deaf people, particularly deaf and dumb people, were believed to be really strong. And the teacher said, think how stupid that is. Have you ever seen a deaf contender for the heavyweight championship of the world? And me, age 13, I put my hand up and I went, there was one, sir, but he was disqualified for punching after the bell. And nobody laughed. And I knew right then that life was going to feel pretty long. You've got to have a bit of leeway with jokes, haven't you? I can't write jokes for the average person, can I? The average person is Chinese. With the Queen's 90th birthday this year, with a street party round my way with jelly and ice cream. Nothing to do with the Queen, we're just trying to flush out a local paedophile. The Queen has two birthdays a year, one each for her human and lizard forms. Don't get me wrong, I want the Queen to live a long life, because the longer she lives, the more days we get off on holiday when she dies. At the moment, she's a long weekend, God bless her. If she makes it to 100, we're going to get a week off. Some people don't like the Queen. There was a thing a couple of years ago. There's a fund of money for very poor people to heat their homes in an emergency. And the royal household tried to get a hold of that money to heat Buckingham Palace. Heat Buckingham Palace. We don't want her dying in winter. A week off in winter is no good to anybody. We want her to go at the height of summer where we can turn into 3 weeks in Tenerife. The funeral today, boys. Black armbands on the flumes. I honestly think that the government are saving the Queen's death for when they need a really big distraction. Theresa May will go round there one week, pull a pillow out of her briefcase. Right, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm afraid that ISIS have just landed in Cornwall. So we had Brexit. People are saying after Brexit that British people don't trust experts anymore. I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is that British people have strong opinions based on nothing at all. Strong opinions. Strong opinions on very little information, because we're a decadent society. It's exactly the same thing that happened to the ancient Romans, probably. I've never really bothered to find out. I enjoyed voting in Brexit. Not for the sake of democracy, it's just rare for me to be allowed into a scout hall unchallenged. So we elected Theresa May. We didn't even elect her. She just wandered in there like she'd stepped out of a haunted mirror.
Hello!
Theresa May looks like she's entirely made out of bones, doesn't she? She looks like she's made out of the bones that they forgot to put into Boris Johnson. He's the Foreign Secretary! A cross between a head injury and an unmade bed. It's not just that he's the worst person for the job, he might be the worst mammal. There's a lot of racism post-Brexit. I think British people just get immigrants to do the jobs that they can't face doing themselves, which is why Nigel Farage has a German wife. My favourite Farage thing was when he dodged the question of whether he thought Idris Elba should be the next James Bond. And I think Idris Elba would be a great James Bond, because I want to see a Bond movie where the pre-credit sequence is just a black guy trying to drive an Aston Martin through central London. Someone seems to be shooting at us, Bond. I think it's the Met. I don't want to sound like I'm too down on racists here. Some of my best friends are racists. Although, to be fair, they're black and they've got a point. There's a kind of anti-refugee racism in the air, especially in the summer. You know, you'd read about some guy rowing over here in a sink and people would be going, oh, send him back. Don't send him back. There was an Olympics coming up. Get him involved. There's this element to anti-refugee racism. People say, oh, ISIS are sending agents disguised as refugees. ISIS are infiltrating Britain as refugees. That's not happening. And I can prove that it's not happening. Because ISIS recruit people from here to go and fight in Syria, to go and fight in Iraq. Why would they be sending anyone? Do you think someone's phoning up ISIS tomorrow going, all right, mate, I could nip down to London tomorrow and do a bit of terrorism? No, you come here. Ahmed will do the terrorism. Ahmed is currently clinging to a mattress in the middle of the Mediterranean. Ahmed will do the terrorism. It's no bother, mate. I can get a die return on the megabus. Several strict border and security checks. Ahmed will do the terrorism. Ahmed is currently on a raft made out of old 7-Up bottles. He's fighting off sharks with a Vileda super mop. Ahmed is our top agent. And it's vital that he spends the next 5 years in a refugee camp, living out a real-life version of the Hunger Games, where the first prize is a sandwich. I should point out, Americans do need to worry about refugees. Americans do need to worry, because a refugee in America might get involved in a mass shooting just to try and fit in. I honestly think there'll be peace in the Middle East once the oil runs out. Although, knowing their luck, someone will invent a replacement that involves mixing sand with falafel. My family, for generations before me, they were sheep farmers, shepherds, really. And I kind of think I'm a bit like that. Like being on my own, like walks, and I make my living controlling large crowds of stupid animals. Do you know the job I would have liked to have? I would have liked to have worked on a bin lorry. That's the one job where you can really shout your head off all day long. Is that a bin over there? Bring it over here, put it in the bin lorry. There's another bin. I'll get it. I'll bring it up to the bin lorry. I'll drive the bin lorry forward a bit. You get the bins. They could do that job in complete silence, couldn't they? Just have a wee meeting at the start of the shift every day. OK, let's agree that when we're out there today, we're going to pick up all the bins. putting them in the bin, Laurie. I'd have liked to be a doctor. I think that sense of humour goes a long way as a doctor. What do you mean you want a second opinion? You've already had one. He said it was Alzheimer's as well. I don't like celebrity atheists. I don't trust them. I am an atheist. I was a very bad Catholic, unless you include my attitude to condoms, in which case I was an absolutely amazing Catholic. Because religions have done good things. The Quakers fought against the Vietnam War. Liberation theology in Central America, those people all got killed. They got killed for standing up for poor people. And what's the reward? To be looked down on by Ricky Gervais. I don't need Ricky Gervais to tell me that God doesn't exist when I watch Derek get recommissioned twice. I was walking down the street today and I saw a homeless guy. I went to give him some money and I realised I only had a £20 note. I thought, do I really want this money being spent on drugs? And I decided that I didn't, so I gave it to the homeless guy. This only happens to me in London. You get people who go, don't give them money, they just spend it on beer and fags. I'd always assumed that they were spending it on beer and fags. I've never given money to a homeless guy and thought, I hope he's putting that into his ISA. I don't trust the super rich. Do you know that there are now hotels for the super rich that are so exclusive that when you phone down and ask for an extra pillow, that's actually a code word. That's a code for a prostitute. Imagine that, you phone down, you ask for an extra pillow, and a prostitute turns up. Now you've got two prostitutes. And only one pillow to smother them with.